Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and we appreciate you being here for some fun Disney talk to start this great week. Of course, I am down at Walt Disney World right now, as is my good buddy hashtag Scotty G, but we got together before we took off, and we're playing a game today on a Monday. It's not a trip report. We're playing Walt Disney World Word Association. So one of us names anything to do with Walt Disney World. I think Pop Century came up. We talked about ice cream, roller coasters, all kinds of stuff. And the other person has to say the first thing that pops into their mind and why they chose that particular answer. So we talk about that today. We want you to play right along with us. This is a fun game to play in the car. If you're on a run by yourself, what would you come up with? Or you can play this game as well with your family. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney travel needs. It's a great way to support the show. It's the best way, in fact. Just drop by themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge thank you to our patrons for allowing us to do this podcast, to send it out all around the world. We make a lot of great relationships. We have a great community, and it's because of our patron support. If you'd like to do that, support the show over on Patreon and get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1930 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. And of course, I'm still down at Walt Disney World. So give me a follow at BeOurGuestMike on Instagram and Twitter. I'm posting all the pictures and updates from your favorite place, and my good buddy is joining us here on the show today, and he is also at Walt Disney World right now. So it's magic. We're podcasting, getting you a fresh show while we're both at the place we all want to be. So joining me, your friend and mine, we have hashtag Scotty G. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Mike. Happy to be here as always. I think it's Monday, so I think we're going with a Magic Kingdom Monday kind of theme today. So look for us on social media at Magic Kingdom today.
I had no idea where we're going today, but that sounds good to me. For any Monday at the Magic Kingdom is a great Monday. And as we talked in the pre-show, now we're hoping everything goes on as planned. I mean, there could be some weather. There could be all kinds of things. You know, we're knocking on some wood here. I shouldn't have done that. It's going to make the dog bark. That was a stupid move. But here's the thing. As of, you know, the time you're hearing the show, one of the four of the folks who we went out golfing with at the Magnolia yesterday, hopefully, is wearing a green jacket, and it's not this guy.
And his name is Wade. I'm just going to call it right now.
I know we recorded these episodes a little early. Phil could be
right.
A sleeper, you know, if like we want to really kind of think about it like sportscasters and analysts. I think, you know, Wade, probably the odds-on favorite. I would say Vegas, you know, put some money on him. But, you know, I would say underestimate Phil.
Oh, absolutely not. And I think he's got like the left-handed swing too, so watch out.
Oh, shut up. Is he left-handed? I didn't know
that. I think so.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So, yeah. Hopefully that was fun. You know, if you're listening, go check our social medias. I'm sure we're going to have tons of photos and videos about the BOGP Open. And hopefully it'll become an annual tradition or a multi-year tradition. We'll see how that goes.
That's right. We'll try to expand it out. And, you know, because this is just something we threw together at the last minute. It was actually to Scott and I at first. We made it a foursome. And so who knows? Maybe next year we'll get a bunch of foursomes together and get out there and have some fun. I didn't know that many people were interested in golf. I don't play golf that often. I'm just going to give it a shot. And, you know, I'm bringing a dozen balls, and I hope that's enough to make it through the round. We'll see. You think? Is that kind of probably should go by some?
I think I'm bringing a dozen and a half, one for each hole.
Okay, that's a good idea. Okay, so I should probably, before I take off here as we're recording, run up to...
I know we're not going to make this all about golf, but if you're bringing a dozen, I think we get two sleeves with the club rental, so there's your 18 right there. So
okay. I guess if I lose all of the golf balls, it just means I'm done. I'm out.
Like we play until we're out of balls.
Exactly. You're just eliminated. You get to drive the cart the rest of the way. Okay. So today, no trip report. We're going to have lots of stuff to talk about as far as trip reports as soon as we all get back. But today we're going to kind of switch it up a little bit and have some fun to get your Monday rolling the right way. We want to play a game with you, whether you're running by yourself, maybe you're jogging, doing some training. Hey, we got some races to train for finally. Isn't that awesome? So maybe you're out there pounding the pavement and getting in the miles. Maybe you're in the car riding to work by yourself. You can play this game with us right there. Or maybe you're, listening with the kids and the family. Everybody can jump in on this and you can make your own version of the game with your significant other, with your family. And what we're going to do, it's very simple. We're playing Walt Disney World Word Association. So one of us is going to give anything, any kind of topic that has to do with Walt Disney World. It could be very general, very, very specific. And the other one has to say the first thing that pops into his mind when it comes to that particular word. All right. Yikes. So you want to go first, Scott? You want me to go first? How are we going to do this?
I got one for you if you're ready.
Let's do it. In the chat room, we got a lot of folks watching us live as we record. You can jump in here and we'll see what we got. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go super deep. I'm not going in. Not going big picture. I'm going very detailed to start us off. Living with the land.
So can we just say a phrase or can we only say one word?
I think so one word could be tough.
Okay, how about we say one word, but then we can expand on it as to
exactly.
why.
Okay, yep, that looks, I like
that. Because I don't know how the official rules are for this game. I don't know. Who cares? We're playing. My word is best. Okay. Best. And I know you probably thought I was going to say the old guy at the end of the ride because that's like we always wonder where he's at.
I was expecting how you're going to throw that in. Like, are you going to say cherries or raspberries or whatever it is?
There's a certain older gentleman and a kid in the same picture. And I told Scott, I said, there's one weird thing about this ride because we both like Living with the Land. And I don't know how we got talking about this, probably at Maya Grill after a couple of margaritas or something. And I said, I got to tell you about why I like Living with the Land. You know, I love all the science, the hydroponics, all that stuff. I was like, but at the end of the ride, I'm always wondering. It shows all those pictures of people, all those portraits. I said, and there's that older gentleman, like with a kid. And I said, that kid's probably our age. The older gentleman may or may not still be with us. But I wonder where they are now. And then you're like, I've thought of the same thing. I was like, you have not. And then so it's kind of a thing. But yeah, for me, best because I wasn't there with the old Epcot, but I wish I was. And I think this is probably kind of the strongest attraction that we have that holds on to like a 1980s type Epcot experience.
Yeah, I like it. Good answer.
Okay, so I'm going to go with you, and we are going to
go. I got to throw a great one in chat, though. Cucumber was an answer I saw, and I love that answer.
And hashtag stay in your boat. Exactly. No kidding. That's a pretty good one, Tom. Give you credit. Let's go with this one. Okay, stay in that pavilion. Garden Grill.
Sticky buns.
Do they have sticky buns? When I think of sticky buns, I think of
the cinnamon
Paolo.
Roll thing is.
Okay, yes, you know, yes, yes, yes.
That breakfast dessert. Is it called? I don't know if it's called sticky buns or not, but
it's like a cinnamon roll or something. Yeah, but it might be. Well, I don't know what's the difference. I mean, it's probably, it doesn't matter.
Probably the same thing. Yeah, that's but that's right. What I think of when I think of a Garden Grill. I was there for the opening day, actually, when breakfast came back. I was one of the first ADRs. And all I wanted was to eat that. Like then when they started bringing out the eggs and bacon, like I still focused on the cinnamon rolls. Those things are delicious.
Dude, you got to have some protein. You can't just eat the cinnamon rolls. You're going to pay for this in an hour and a half when all that stuff burns off. You're going to wish you had some eggs and some potatoes. Okay, so give me one. That's a good start.
Roller coaster.
Space Mountain. Because to me, here's the deal with Space Mountain. It's that sweet spot. And I've learned this more and more as I've gone to Silver Dollar City in the past month. When I've gone to Six Flags last year, we went there for one day just to kind of get out of the house. And the thing is, Space Mountain, don't get me wrong, it's rough. And I'm older and my back's had a bajillion problems with it, probably from all the running and playing hockey when I was younger and so forth. But Space Mountain has just enough thrill and it teeters on being too painful, but it red lines, but it doesn't go over the line on pain. Like I always like, okay, the ride's over. We made it. And the thing is, what I've noticed is with all these newer coasters, which are a lot of fun. Like I did this roller coaster called Time Traveler at Silver Dollar City, and it's rated one of the top five coasters in the country year after year. And it spins, it goes upside down. I'm too old for that stuff. Like it was kind of fun, but I was like, dude, this is like my body's not meant to do all these things in 90 seconds. So I'm past that. So Space Mountain doesn't go upside down, but it is cool because it's inside. It's in the dark. It doesn't even go that fast, but it feels like you're going fast. And it's a classic. So yeah, when I think of roller coaster, I got to go to the tried and true, Space Mountain.
Great answer. It's awesome.
All right. Let's go with, for you, the Polynesian Resort.
Oof. Good one. I'm going to go with Kona, actually.
That's a good call.
Yeah. I even though it's been disappointing, I would say, the last couple years for me, a lot of great menu items have been taken off. But I still have a lot of hope in Kona and that it can turn back around to what it was. But I just love sitting there, like in the open, you know, you're on the upper level. You see people walking by, walking to the monorail, just getting off the monorail. A lot of happy faces. Sometimes you have a view of the monorail. And it's just, I think about breakfast in particular with Kona. It's just a great way to start a morning, I feel like. So
it is.
There's so many answers you could give with Polynesian.
You're right. Because, you know, how many people probably yelled Ohana? Like right now, Johnny Graham in the live chat, Ohana. Yeah. It's kind of fun to play this game because when you throw something out, like I have in the back of my head what I think you may say, yeah. I would have said Kona. See, this is why we're best friends, right? Because the thing is, like, Kona is superior to Ohana, and I've thought that for a decade. And it's nice because it's always the easier to get ADR, and it was less expensive, and I thought the food was better there and the whole atmosphere. That was just me, though. But yeah, it is kind of fun. Like, well, so Tonga toast obviously is what a lot of people are also mentioning, but, with the Polynesian, I totally forgot. I lost my train of thought, but I just thought that folks, you know, would say other things as far as,
like the lobby smell,
right? That's what I was like, the waterfall or something like that. Yeah. But yeah, I guess it gets back to food, and I just had
the volcano, you know, there's so many. The beach. I mean, there's so many things you could say for the Polynesian.
Right, right.
And of course, I went straight to food.
Yes. So. Well, I mean, that's what we do. Okay, so go ahead. You got one.
I do have one for you. Transportation.
Monorail. Nice. Totally. That's still the king of transportation. King, queen, whatever it is. I know vehicles are female sometimes, like boats and ships. But the thing is, you know, to me, as cool as a Skyliner is, because that was where I went for a second. You know, it's like, say monorail.
I thought that's actually where you were going, to be honest.
But the thing is, like, when it's still, because I think, you know, that's why I like this game, is when you say something, you get an image in your head. And the thing I thought of was that shot from Seven Seas Lagoon straight onto the Magic Kingdom where you see, you know, the monorail going past in front of the train station. And that's... Mm-hmm. It is much of a Skyliner fan as I am, and I love the Skyliner. It's still, I think, for everybody. Like, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe it's only Disney fans, but if you say monorail, I immediately think Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Or Disneyland. So I mean, they have a monorail.
Yeah, me too. So it's funny, for our first trip in 2011, we went in March, and we planned it like in February. It was like the Super Bowl, I remember, is when we were like booking airfare and all this stuff. This is going to be my first ever flight. I knew nothing about Walt Disney World, and I was asking Elizabeth about it because she had been there. I'm like, so like, there's that place with the castle, and like there's that big ball. And like, I know I've seen like an advertisement where like there's a train or something. And she's like, oh yeah, the monorail. Like, that's all I like had in my mind, right, as a visual.
Right.
I always think of the monorail with Walt Disney World.
And you know what I found? So my dad for Christmas gave me a hard drive, and it was pictures of like my grandparents when they were younger, and all the way from back like in the 40s and 50s that he had scanned, that he had found, all the way through, you know, my childhood pictures, you know, that he took when we were kids. And we went to the Magic Kingdom one day in fifth grade when we were down there for spring training, when he was catching my friend, his buddy who played for the Phillies. And there were like three pictures from Walt Disney World on that hard drive. And one was, we had to have been on the ferry. And I took a snapshot of us coming in, and you could see it was the monorail, Cinderella Castle. And that was 1985. So that was pretty cool. I was like, I was there. I was there. Like, I took that picture.
All right. Here, Elizabeth was born.
Yeah. Oh my God. Shut up. God, thanks. I was in like the fifth grade. Okay. So here we go. I want to get you. This is what I've been thinking about all day. Pop Century.
I think of Mowgli and Baloo.
Really?
Or yeah, I think of like that big icon of like Mowgli. I think it's definitely Mowgli, in the 60s section. Yeah, I know it's a weird answer, Mike, but that's actually the first thing that popped in my head when you said Pop Century. So that's how I'm playing it. So I think of Mowgli, and then you throw in like all the big giant icons, like. I don't know why. Like, I just love like taking selfies with those when I'm out running and stuff.
So now, are you a fan of Jungle Book though? Is that why you think you picked it?
I like Jungle Book. It was my mom's favorite Disney movie. See? So I watch it a lot, you know.
And so for me, like, if you had asked me that one, I'd have said Pac-Man. And again, you know, Pac-Man doesn't have a big like icon, but it's on the 80s buildings all over the place. But again, I think it's more, you know, what you picture, but like where you grew up. Because when I was a kid, like Pac-Man was the, and I have a Pac-Man machine right here in the basement. I mean, little small one, you know.
I love how that's where our mind we're both thinking though, is like not necessarily like hippy dippy pool or food court or whatever. Like we're thinking of like the fun icons, you know.
Right.
The resort.
Yeah, totally. Oh, yeah, it's good. Okay, so, yeah, that's the other thing I would have thought of. I'm trying to think if I had, besides, no, I'd have gone Pac-Man for sure. Yeah, because that's 80s is my jam. That's why I love Pop Century. Oh, Craig's got a good one, though, in the live chat. He says home. And I agree with that because I know all DVC owners have their home resort.
Yeah.
I'm not a DVC owner or anything, but I think we all, DVC owners or not, I think everybody kind of has their, if you've gone a bunch of times, you have that one home resort. And for us, it absolutely is Pop because that's where we stayed like our first, like we didn't know what we were doing. We just went down and we loved it. And we kept going back to Pop because it was cheap and it gave us what we needed. Yeah. I mean, Paige grew up going to Pop Century, you know? And so, yeah, that's home for us too. That's a great call.
That's a good one.
Okay. So, go ahead. What you got?
I was going to go bigger here, but I'm going to narrow it down. China Pavilion.
What's the name of the guy that narrates the film?
I don't know if he has a name, but I love that guy with his beard.
Yes. Because we used to play that track on Magical Mouse Radio.
I listened to it every day almost.
Oh, like, I loved when that came on and Living with the Land and Impressions of France, man. I did not leave. I know his name. It's on the tip of my tongue. He says like,
he says it a couple times. I know he says it in the beginning, and I think he might say it at the end too.
Come on, chat room. We can't wait forever. He says like, with the stroke of a brush, and I am gone, or something. It's not a stroke of a brush, and I am something. Gone. But yeah, it's that guy.
Dude, the narration of that is so solid. Like, I love it. And then like I think it's an underappreciated like soundtrack too.
Right. That's what I was gonna say. Because like, okay, so this is why we're best friends. This is it, man. You guys are seeing why we're friends here. Because okay, picture that scene where you're going up the Yangtze River, and like it just like goes, like the sound just cranks up, and you're on the river, like going up.
It almost feels like a speaker's like blowing out.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
that could just be the recording you had on the radio.
No, it's because it's so old. That's what it is. Yeah. I mean, it's from like 1984 or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So what one would you have picked if you had to do the China Pavilion? I'm curious.
I was going to go with like puppets. Cause like in that gift shop, they have like all those like cool, like puppets on strings, you know, like I like those little animals, but
Paige always
I love your answer.
Yeah. Paige always wanted one of those. Never got her one. It's like, what are you going to do with that when you get home?
But we know Emily too. We never got one though. Like, I don't know how we dodged that.
Oh, but she's played with them probably for an hour's worth, which is an hour more than she'd have played with it if we'd have bought it for her, you know, because as soon as you buy it for them, they're like over it. Yeah. We did
that
buy
gift shop to me is kind of underrated. Everyone talks about like Japan's got a great shop. Mexico Pavilion's got an awesome shop. But I love like the China shops. Like they're really cool.
Yes. Okay. So we did buy something though from that same cart. And I don't know, I haven't seen anybody use these in forever. There were like three just basically look like drumsticks. Have you seen these? Like,
yes.
You'd take two, then you'd flip the third one.
You flip them over.
And you go. Paige got actually really good at that because actually she got good at it while we were like, we hadn't bought them yet. Like they had a demonstration pair. So we're just killing time in World Showcase. I think this is really what World Showcase should be all about. Like just messing around doing stuff, I guess. She's like doing them and she's like pretty good at them. Like she has a talent at this. So we bought her the sticks and I don't know where they are nowadays. I mean, it's 10 years, probably 20 years ago, but. That was a cool little souvenir because it wasn't very big, but it was something you could do. I don't know what they're called. Like
we're gonna have to do some shopping this week, in China. I just love it.
I love it, man. That stuff is so fun. All right, let's see here. Let me think. All right, here, let's go. Let's get a little more current. Galaxy's Edge.
Ronto wrap.
There you go.
Food again, man.
There you go. Good brat with some sauce on it.
I went straight to the food. And the reason I pick it is like, it never like really interested me. Like, I think I had the breakfast one first with you, which I know you love.
I
like
do
the
love
breakfast
that thing. Well, because I like a good breakfast burrito, and that's about as close you're gonna get in, a galaxy far, far away.
And I had it, and I wasn't that impressed with it. But not to bring up Wade again, but I was in the studios with Wade once, and we mobile ordered some Ronto wraps, and I was kind of like, I don't know. But like, man, it was awesome.
Yeah, they are good.
I really loved it. Like, I'm craving one right now, actually. I've already had dinner, but
so
it's so good.
So the day before we're recording the show right now, went to the Cardinals game and we're hanging out and we're in the all-inclusive seats. We do this once a year. This is what we do for our anniversary. We buy these tickets. It's not in the ballpark. It's actually across the street in a place called Ballpark Village.
Yeah. I've been there with you.
Yeah, right. And so you're on the roof up there. And but I mean, it looks like you're sitting in like the, you know, the upper deck in the left field. You know, you can still see the game just fine. You're a little bit far away, but it's fine. And, you know, we're in there and all of a sudden, boom, Chef Todd's there. And so we got to talk to Chef Todd. He was there just kind of checking out the game, even though he's a Cubs fan. Shout out, you know, we'll catch you. We're going to get you. But the thing
I saw his little brick too that he has.
Oh, yeah. And he texted me that too. He didn't only post it on Instagram. He directly texted it to my heart after he left the game before it was over, which is, you know, Cardinals fans don't leave until the game's over. Cubs fans, yeah. I guess you bail in the seventh. I don't know. Anyway, so, and I know Wade's a Cubs fan too, so I'm just really cutting the, you know, cutting
it off. Hey, they had a 7-0 lead in the first and somehow lost.
Yeah, 15-7 that day. It was a beautiful thing. Anyway, so Mallory's checking out Todd's Instagram. She's like, dude, Todd made Ronto wraps. And so Todd is a very accomplished chef. She's like thinking, I can't make that. But I mean, it looked exactly like, I mean, he probably has that you know, roasty toasty kind of guy.
He's got
like
the kitchen tools or something. For it. Yeah.
Exactly. But I mean, it looks so good. Yeah, but that's a good call. I don't know if, I think I would go with what John Luke is saying in the live chat. Because again, when you're the second person, you get to think about a little more. Millennium Falcon. Mm-hmm. Because it's tough,
though, man, when you're on the spot like this. Like, I'm seriously coming with the first thing that comes to my mind.
I know, it's so hard.
Because I'm thinking, like, man, I could have just done, like, Rise of Resistance or something.
Right.
But, like, Ronto Wrap came first.
I think, though, for, like, Star Wars fans, the biggest thing is your first time when you're there. Your first time. When you see the Millennium Falcon, this is going to be true 15 years from now. If you've never been in the land, even though you've heard about it, even though as awesome as Rise is, and Rise is incredible, I think it's still that physical manifestation of seeing the Millennium Falcon that big. And I mean, it is exactly what you've seen in the movies for your entire life. I still remember the first time I saw it. I couldn't believe it. And I knew I was going to walk up on it. It was crazy.
Yep. I was stunned. First time I saw it actually was at Disneyland. But awesome. Yeah, like it was a really cool feeling.
All right. Give me one. I'm ready.
All right. You've gone resort with me a couple times, so I'm throwing one back at you. Old Key West.
Oh, I think so I know the answer. There's so many. You know, I'm not going to take the obvious. Palm trees. I'm going that because the palm trees, it covers everything, right? Like Old Key West to me, if I was a DVC owner, this is exactly where I would want to be. Because it DVC, I think like kind of the goal of it, of course, I know it's like a timeshare where you can, you know, prepay for your vacations. I know all the practicality of it, but it's almost like a club, right? People that are in DVC, Disney Vacation Club. And it feels like you're in some kind of a, you know, community or a club. And this resort, more than any other Walt Disney resort, feels like you have gone somewhere to stay within a, you know, a gated community, a gated golf community, you know, with golf courses and golf carts and, you know, the little goods store, you know, a little bar, you know, you got the gurgling suitcase. I thought I was going to say Olivia's and good try, but I was, trust me, it's on there, but
went with a better answer though.
Well, cause palm trees is what I think of as kind of, you know, when I think of a palm tree is only in a place that is, you know, tropical. And, you know, when you're from Missouri, the only thing you consider palm trees is like a place you want to be, you know, like a vacation destination. I don't know of any place. I know there are probably a lot of places. I'm sure there's jails that have palm trees on the ground, right? I mean, you could be in a penitentiary like in Florida. I'm sure there's maybe a palm tree around. I don't know.
If they want to turn Old Key West into a jail, I'll volunteer to go and do 10 years of time.
I shouldn't say that every place that has palm trees is a desirable place to be. But to me, when I think of them, yeah, that pretty much is. So the palm trees just, they set, and also the pastel colors. It's just, you know, it's so different than everyday life that it's like you see it. It's like you just want to be there.
I know it gets overlooked a lot. Maybe not so much with our community here at Be Our Guest podcast, but like it is a gorgeous resort. Like I can't think of a resort just as gorgeous when you think about the grounds and the buildings, you know, are so like those colors and like the background loops, you know, it just feels like it feels like vacation every time I'm there. And like I'm at like a beach house or something, right. You know, and I just love it.
I mean, because we've talked about Pop Century, we've mentioned Polynesian, you know, you can mention any other Walt Disney World resort. But I don't feel as like Pop Century. One of the great things about it, I've said this over the years, is like the energy of the place. Like it feels like people are in a, you're not really in a hurry, but people have things to do. You know, like there's pop music playing. People want to check out, you know, people are playing ping pong. It seems like people are coming and going a lot. Like it's not a slow pace at Pop Century. It's a fun kind of like party atmosphere. Old Key West, it's just like, it's laid back. It's Tuesday afternoon. Take it easy. You know, go to Disney Springs, maybe do some shopping tonight. Maybe not. Maybe we'll chill. You know, I like that feel. Not every trip.
I like that feeling a lot.
I do like that every trip.
I used to not like it. Like my first couple of years going, you know, like I felt like if I wasn't in a theme park, you know, I wasn't getting the most on my vacation. But man, has my tune changed so much over the years, you know.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
for the better for me.
I think I like playing this game because I like the discussions. And the thing is that when you first start going to Walt Disney World, you're always having FOMO. Like no matter what you're doing, like if you're at a theme park, you're wondering say you're at the Magic Kingdom, you're wondering what's happening at Epcot or the studios, or maybe you're happening like, oh man, we could be shopping at Disney Springs, or I could be bowling at Splitsville or whatever. And the thing is, once you kind of get over that and you've been there enough that you can stay back at your resort for an entire day without going to a theme park and you don't have FOMO, God, that's vacation, right? Because yeah. I used to try it because I read in all the guidebooks and everybody said, oh, you should take some time to hang out at your resort. And we did. But as soon as I saw somebody coming back off the bus from the Magic Kingdom that had like a balloon or some kind of a, you know, cool souvenir, I'm like, God, we should go to the Magic Kingdom. Let's go. You know, let's get out of the pool. That's kind of ruining the whole vibe. Like I think it is a tough thing, but it makes your vacation much better.
Absolutely.
All right. So I had one. Let's see here. I had a good one and I just got talking and I can't remember. Okay. So how about this one? Ice cream.
Oof. You can get it a lot of places.
I know. So I'll see what pops into your head. Like, cause there's a lot of things that could pop.
You know what? The first thing that came to my head, though, I'm like, I'm not even going to try to be funny because it came right to me. No way, yeah, Jose.
That is the right answer.
It could have been your All-American Sunday, which is like a mini version, you know?
Yeah, that's a good one.
But No Way, Jose, for me, I sometimes try to get that hard ADR. Right? That's a tough ADR to get at Beaches and Cream. And sometimes I get it with the intentions of just getting ice cream. You know, like,
yep.
I love the grilled cheese sandwich. You know, like, they got great burgers, fries, all those, like, kind of bar food, onion ring stuff, mm-hmm. you know? But I just want to get the ADR in so I can get some ice cream.
That's a good call. Yeah, Mickey Bar is a pretty obvious choice. I immediately went to All-American Sunday because, of course, we're recording this one right before I head down, and that's what I'm so pumped. Like, the first day we go to the Magic Kingdom is the first day the plaza opens. Yeah, baby. And by the way, I mentioned on Mike in the Midwest a couple weeks back when I was recording that one about that Happy Joe's place opening by our house, and I got all excited right in the middle of the podcast. So as soon as I finished, I text my wife. It's like, oh, yeah, we've been waiting for months and months for this place. Nope, didn't open today. Or didn't open on July 1st, open on August 1st. They're behind schedule. So I was like, womp.
I think I've been there with you before. Is that the place that does the taco pizza? Right?
I know you weren't a big fan, but man.
I wasn't a big fan. You're right.
Well, I mean, it's nostalgia for me because like we went there when I was like, I had my fourth birthday there. And not that
you probably dislike LS Taco whenever you come to Michigan and you know how much I love that
place.
No, dude,
I've never met a Mexican restaurant I don't love. Never, never, never. Okay, give me another one. Let's go.
Okay. Going to get a little edgy here, but we're going to, you know, keep it family friendly. Walt Disney World, I'm thinking adult beverage.
Okay, so margarita. Because the thing is, I don't drink that
much. I didn't know if you're going to be like a specific like margarita flight.
No, and here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to get you. Here's what I'm going to say, though. I'm picturing the margarita crossing the finish line at the marathon weekend. You know, the last, finishing Dopey with a margarita in my hand.
That's a great answer.
That is the best tasting margarita, and it gets you drunk super fast. I'm just saying, like, after you've run 26 miles, if you drink that like it's Gatorade, you're like, where is that finish line?
lots of great adult beverages can be had at Walt Disney World.
What about you, though? Because you're more outside the box. Like, I'll get various kinds of margaritas, but like, you know, I didn't have my first drink until I was like almost 40. So I don't really know, and I don't drink beer. So I just stick to a margarita and I'm good with that. So what do you
think? There's so many great ones, Mike, but like, I'm thinking of, this is not like a very popular drink with me. I love the frozen beer from Japan.
Really?
I don't know why, but like every time I'm in Epcot, I feel like I have to get one of those. And like, I'm not a big drinker either. You know, it's more of a, like a vacation thing or like a have one on the weekend to relax kind of a thing. But But yeah, I like to have one when I'm down at the World, you know, occasionally. And I was thinking margarita is a great choice. I was thinking the frozen beer from Japan, which is hit or miss for some people.
Oh, and Tom mentions the uh-oh-uh from Trader Sam's. Oh, uh-oh-uh, there went Orange Bird, but I do happen to have the uh-oh-uh. Nice. This is the one you split, though, I think, right? That was the drink, because we just got...
That's one of them you split. The Nautilus was another one.
Yeah, so I got split. The old uh-oh-uh ceramic... little thing there, but yeah, that was a good drink. But I'm not into like drinks that cost a fortune. There are like a margarita at Disney's like $15. Like that's crazy. Yeah. That's why I don't. One reason I don't drink a lot at Walt Disney World is because I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
So I get my Coke Zeros back at the room, and now I got everything falling off the shelf because I wanted to show that. I'll fix that later. Okay, so here is one for you. Not Walt Disney World. This is going to be a little bit different. Disney Fantasy.
Like the ship?
Yes. What do you think of when you think of the fantasy? Yeah, the ship. What do you think? Yeah, the ship.
I think of being hypnotized.
Yes.
I love it.
I totally forgot that.
There's so many words I could have said with Disney Fantasy, but I'm going with hypnotism because, even though I do remember it, and I've seen Steve Forster's and your video several times.
I have a full video. It's almost an hour long.
Yeah. But that's what I think of. I would have loved to been in the other side too, hanging out with all of us, like watching me make a fool of myself. But I'm glad I could be that entertaining for the rest of the group.
We are going to post some pictures because we're together when this show comes out. So we will definitely post some pictures this day on Instagram of that moment. It was that's what makes a group cruise amazing, because you know it's funny to watch strangers up on the stage getting hypnotized and doing crazy stuff. It's people, you know, for example, like that one time we were cruising, Jay and Melissa were on their honeymoon,
yep.
And they played the Newlywed Game. And so we're sitting out in the crowd, you know, with our good friends, Jay and Melissa. I was just in the wedding, so was Ricky. And I'm sitting there with Jay's mom and dad, you know, like all these questions, you know, it's an adult area, you know, they're kind of, you know, it's nothing raunchy or anything, but I mean, it's like an adult little thing. And I'm thinking, this is awkward. Like I'm sitting here with Jay's mom and they're, you know, answering all these weird questions. I'm like, this is crazy, but it's just, it's one of those things that's more fun with a group. But you know, I should have said Disney Dream, because I was thinking Shorty and the tasting that day. That was one of the most epic.
Oh, Shorty's a good one too.
That's the dream.
There's so
that
many words.
Fantasy, that wasn't the right ship. I forgot. So yeah. Okay. Go ahead. What you got?
I'm going to expand out a little bit, kind of like you did. It's not necessarily Walt Disney World per se, but it's on the for part of the destination. I'm going to ask what comes to your mind when I say MCO.
Oh my gosh, I love MCO, because that's really the only airport I've ever flown to. Yeah. At this point, other than when I was a little kid. Yeah. It's what's the guy's name? Dyer, Mayor Dyer. Like hearing him
Buddy
on the
Dyer.
Monorail. Yeah, Buddy Dyer. Dude. Mayor's first name. It's like I love hearing him on the monorail.
I don't even know my mayor. He's the only mayor in the country I know.
I have no idea who's the mayor of St. Peter's. I know who's the mayor of St. Louis, because that's like our big town. She's always on the news.
Sure.
I don't know who our mayor is in our town. Yeah you're right.
That's Buddy a great Dyer. Answer, man. That I'm is. Glad that was your answer.
Because he's like,
because I think of that too.
Yeah, because he's always like, whether it's your first time or 100th, you know, yeah. Orlando's got plenty of stuff to do. I'm like, yeah, it does. I'm pretty much always do the same thing. You know,
it's going to be a bummer when he's no longer the mayor. I mean, how long has that guy been mayor, though? I'm just saying. I've heard that spiel for a long time.
That's his platform, though. He's like, reelect me. I'm on the monorail, the MCO. You'd have to re-record that thing if I get upset in the next election. That's so funny.
Yep. He's worried about second voter fraud. He's like, who's this guy from Missouri voting for me?
Like, I like him. I don't even know what party he is. I don't know what he stands for. Yeah. I just like that he's the first thing I hear on the monorail going to Walt Disney World.
Yep.
So what about you? Like, what would be the first thing you think of with MCO?
Besides that?
Yeah.
I was going to say the carpet.
Yeah, I thought about that. It's famous. Yes.
The carpet is famous. I'll be honest. I'm not the biggest MCO fan because of where I fly. I fly out of Delta mostly because there's a great terminal in Detroit for Delta. And their Delta wing is like not good. Like I think it's kind of like everywhere that MCO though. Like they just like all these flights leave at the same time and everyone's just like huddled together in like all these different gates. Like I don't know. Like
that
it gets
true.
So crowded.
Well, Southwest, I didn't even know this. Okay, so I went to a like a tweet up thing, like a social media event at our airport in St. Louis, Lambert Airport. because, you know, they were trying to get a more of a social media presence. You know, if you followed them, you could sign up, and I got picked and I did that. And the thing was, I learned it that day is that, okay, now I know we're talking about Delta, but Southwest, they, and I've noticed this, if you watch the planes come in, like when I'm running some mornings, I see this, like they do what's called surge flights. So they'll flood like all their flights in within like 45 minutes of each other and like land them and reload them and get them out. And then the gates will sit empty for like 2 hours. Like, you know, there might be one or two flights trickling in here and there, but I, you know, I thought they were always like equally spaced, you know, these flights coming in and out. Jake probably gives more on this, but she said was like a strategy for them to save money, that they do the surge, like they'll all land within 45 minutes, you know, for the next 2 hours and then kind of nothing else. You know, just
everybody's in. I don't know. It makes it really crowded around the gates, though.
Oh, God,
I will say that, especially at MCO.
And Sean Johnson, he's like, dude, the reason I got TSA pre-check.
I don't know why I haven't done that yet.
I know, like, I always say, I don't travel enough. And every time I'm like, God, I feel like 17 I do travel enough now, in this line. I know, it's like, I've been in this line forever. I was looking before this,
because I keep track of like our trips and stuff, like an Excel spreadsheet. And like in 2020, we spent 41 nights in Florida.
You did. You almost moved there in 2020.
Yeah, we spent like six solid weeks in Florida.
That one trip, I didn't know if you were coming home. For one, I didn't know if you were going to be allowed to get back into the state of Michigan, and I didn't know if you wanted to at that point. Yeah. So I didn't know. Also, George had the best line of the night. He said, I think, speaking of the a drink over at Trader Sam's, I think people are going to be saying a lot during the BOGP Open. We'll find out. You know, it's over by now. This time comes out, we'll let you know. All right. So MCO was a good one. Let me ask you about this one. Boat. I'm just going to say the word boat.
This is weird that I went here, but I'm just playing with the first thing that comes to my mind. I went to Pirates of the Caribbean.
Really? I figured.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah, I thought you'd do like a Friendship or like a Sassagoula or something like that.
I know. Like, I love the Sassagoula. I love the boat that takes you to like the Wilderness Lodge, like the Mermaid 1 or Mermaid 2 or whatever they're called. You know, I love those, but my mind for some reason went to Pirates, and just, which is really weird answer, but when you say boat, I think of Pirates. Apparently
it's kind of, you know, the ultimate boat ride as far as attraction. I mean, I get it. So, it works. All right. Let's do a couple more. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go with Mexican food.
Maya Grill.
That was too easy.
It was, but the thing is, the menu has changed over the years, and I think we're going to try it out on the trip we're on. We're trying to get in there. We're going to see what we can do. The menu was better when I first discovered it, and it was kind of, you know, still back then. And again, I haven't been going since 71. I don't, you know, I wasn't born until 73. But the thing is, it's one of those places that was really, really a hidden gem for a long time, and it's still not like super popular, but it's a little more popular, and they've tweaked the menu. They actually overhauled the menu probably 3 or 4 years ago. I loved the fajitas that they had, because they had more of a, you know, what you would expect to find at a typical Mexican restaurant, you know, sit down restaurant, but fancier. Now this last menu overhaul, I don't know what it's going to be like this time, because I'm sure they changed it again, but it was like, you know, the staples that I think Americans look for at a Mexican restaurant, like fajitas and burritos and tacos, they were kind of not anywhere to be found. Now they're all kind of similar. They just have different names, but it, you know, I still found stuff I liked, but I like the old menu better, but yeah, Maya Grill. But what about you?
Yeah. I think Maya is still my answer. I mean, I love San Angel Inn. That's kind of like where my mind was first thinking, because like the atmosphere is so cool in there. Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's, you know what? Cause I think too, like that's the one you always see in the guidebooks, like the burn bombs. Yeah. Like
I'll never forget our first trip. We ate there and Emily was 3 years old and we were like right on like that prime seat you kind of want, like right on the water for like the attraction. And like that whole meal, she just stared at that volcano, man. Right. She was freaking out.
She was worried. It's going to blow. Awesome, it's good. Yeah. It's a Vesuvius. No,
that's a good memory for me. Yeah. But Maya Grill is a solid pick. Definitely been some menu changes over the years, but and it's declined, I would say. But I'm really looking forward to trying it again, hopefully. Maybe we just ate there. Who knows?
Yeah, I know. Maybe we're there right now as you're listening to the show.
Maybe could we be. Are.
Okay, last one. I'm giving you this one. This we're wrapping up on, because
I got one for you to wrap
up. Okay. Mine is fireworks.
Illuminations came to mind.
Yes, that is the right call. That's what I would say too. It's my favorite fireworks show of all time.
It's tough to beat. I'm looking forward to like Walt Disney World said, you know, you got to grow, you know, there's always going to be progress. And like, I don't know how you could do any better than Illuminations, but I'm looking forward to seeing what the future holds.
Though, well, I get, sure. You know, I get that people would check their phone. You know, I know like there was that slow part, right? But you got to have slow parts to build up the big parts.
Oh yeah.
You know, I guess we're in this society now. Everything's got to be Mach 10 and your hair on fire, mm-hmm. like from Top Gun, right? I mean, it's, you know, you can't have slow time because people will be on their phones checking Instagram.
What always cracked me up about Illuminations, too, you would know, like, who is, like, watching it for the first time around you, because there was kind of, like, two finales right. in a way.
Totally, there was a fake out. You're right.
Yeah, so, like, and I always got, oh, my God, I'm just getting goosebumps right now thinking about it. Like, with the torch and the globe, like, every time that torch lit up, like, I got goosebumps. Yeah,
and man. Then you got... Those fireworks come out.
Yes.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. Oh, the is so good. But like, so there'd be like the finale in quotes, and then everyone would like clap, like, man, that was awesome. And then you saw see people darting away because like it gets like all quiet and slow again. And I'm like, I'm always wondering, like, should I just take their spot?
Yeah,
because it's better, or do I let them know they're
still out, buddy? You got to learn better. That's right.
But yeah, Illuminations for sure.
That is the right call, even though. Aaron says happily ever after. That's not bad, but Illuminations is the right answer for today. Okay, give me the last
one. All right. This is, you and I both love this. Very curious what is going to come to your mind first when I give the topic of background loop.
Easy. And this is not one word, but it's the WW Today.
Oh, yes.
Like 2010 loop.
And yeah,
the time on the background of our shows. It's the one that goes
do 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 something like that.
Yeah. It's you. If you went like in the, you know, say the 2010s, it was always on, you know, what I call like the PowerPoint channel. It was called WDW Today with the park hours and so forth and all the information. Not Stacy, but the other channel. There's something about that. I think it's because that, again, it's like Spectrum Magic. It's like Illuminations. It's when I first started going to Walt Disney World, and it was just, you know, I didn't have the podcast then. I wasn't a travel agent. Like, I was a school teacher. Like, I had no connection to Walt Disney World other than I love the place, man. I wanted to be there so bad all the time. And like, just hearing the music just immediately took me to 17 memories from that trip. You know, now I'm in it all the time, which I'm very lucky. I mean, it's this is what I wanted to do for 15 years. I finally got there. But, oh, dude, yeah, instantly that loop. But what about, because there's so many good ones.
There's so many good ones. I love the Tower of Terror.
That's a good one.
Background loop, because it's like these like 1930s, like kind of jazzy tunes. And it's funny, like, if you like play those songs themselves, they sound different. Like, the original recording sound a little bit different than the loop, because I think they, like, somehow...
You think they
like
maybe slowed it down or gave like, it more of, like, a minor key because...
They changed the chord somehow, or, like, the tone, and it fits so perfect with that attraction.
And if you listen to the words in those songs, like, they're, like, it's eerie. Like, I never thought about it, and then one day I was working and, you know, just listening to it, and I'm like, God, these songs are depressing. Like I'll see you, but it's
some
I'll
of those
see
piano
you when
pieces
dead.
In there. Yeah. Like it is so good. I just love it. It takes me back. But speaking of background loops, and you're talking about like it, you hear a song and it takes you to like 17 memories. I don't know if I've ever actually officially thanked you like on the show before, but like Magical Mouse Radio like got me through a lot of long days at work. And if I was having a bad day, I'd fire that bad boy up, and it just put me to my happy place. And like. That was just, the music just does something to you, you know, right? It just puts you in that moment in time. You think about that memory you had with your daughter or whatever. Right. And it just, so great.
You don't have to thank me. That was like totally my passion. And that is one of the biggest regrets I have with this whole podcast kind of experience over the past 13, 15, you know, 14 years is that we had to let Magical Mouse Radio go because of, so we were hosted through Live 365
kind of ruined
it. It went out of business. And, the reason it went out of business was because the laws changed on licensing of music that was streamed over the internet. And so I'm not an expert on this, but apparently, you know, because we paid a lot of money every month to Live 365 to host Magical Mouse Radio, but it was fine. I'll be honest, Pam took care of it because, you know, she kind of did it for the travel agency. It was, you know, it was kind of a service to the community. We mentioned the agency, so it worked out great. But the thing was, they changed the laws and they were charging royalties equal to radio play, which before that, the royalties for streaming music were like zip. But you got to remember, though, the era of Magical Mouse Radio, this was before really Spotify took off, Apple Music. And the thing was, here's what really kills me is that, and I know it's a tangent, but Magical Mouse Radio would be jamming now because the technology has finally gotten to where you can just, like, literally, I had something playing. I was playing music off my iPhone. We went to dinner tonight. And, of course, I stopped it. We went into the restaurant, and I came back out, and it just automatically reconnected through Bluetooth and picked up the song where it left off, like when we went in. Like, that would have been perfect for Magical Mouse Radio. Yep. It was so hard to play it in the car when we had it. And now that it's gone, it'd be so easy. You know, that was always the dream. So, yeah.
But, yeah, that was... We could do like a 2-hour episode just talking about background loops and music in general for Walt Disney.
Actually,
parks,
Pam said we should do a show on that. So she's probably right. I was like, we'd never stop. So yeah,
we would never stop. But yeah, but like that, your answer was great. Like the Resort TV, the WW Today channel. Oh my God, it's so good.
I guarantee you're probably hearing it right now.
I am. And when I'm done with this, I'm going to fire it up and find it and listen to it.
Yep. Okay. Well, hey. We hope everybody had a good time and played along with us. And again, do this with your family. This is good, going down the road, especially if you're on a road trip, kind of a fun little game to play. And let us know on Instagram and Twitter, like which one of these choices did we really drop the ball? We missed the obvious, or you have a story to share. I'd love to hear about it. Scott would love to hear about it. But again, follow us on the social media at Epscott and at Palm Trees of Disney. So give him a follow. He's down there right now. He's going to be there until the 20th. So he's going to be there well after me. I come back on the 15th. So I come back later this week. I'm at BR Guest Mike on Instagram and Twitter. So follow along. We'd love to hear from you. It's fun because we'll, check this over dinner and, all the stuff we're doing. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget, always, the show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for all your Disney travel needs over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That really helps. And our patrons are awesome. Thank you so much for supporting the show. You guys are helping us get this all out there. It really does. It means more than you know. So thank you for hanging in there with us. Hope you always enjoy every Thursday. Mike in the Midwest, and we're going to do a little different. Scott and I, it's not going to be a memory of growing up or, something being about St. Louis or Missouri or anything like that. We're going to play trivia against each other in like 80s trivia or sports trivia. It's going to be like we can do that. And we're not going to have like a board or anything. We're going to get some like Trivial Pursuit cards. It'll be first 1 to 10 wins and we'll see what happens. So that'll be on Mike in the Midwest. If you want to get some more information on that, check out patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here and who knows where we'll be headed next down at Walt Disney World. But follow along with us on the socials. And of course, we'll have another show for you right here on Wednesday because we've already recorded it. It's ready to go. It's Ricky and I on that one. And then Scott and I are back on Friday. So we got a lot of podcasts coming your way and fresh ones for every feed. All right, time to get out of here. So until we see you again, have a great Monday. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.